This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to talk about today, folks. We've been talking about Eric Swalwell. We will some more, but there are many other things we're going to discuss. Like right now, I want to discuss some developments in Los Angeles. Aside from the rise of COVID and all these other things, and they want, you know, they're not going to, teachers don't want to go back to school until there's a cure, and all the host of other bad things happening in L.A., rat problems and, you know, all kinds of infestations. They got disease that's coming over because of illegals and what have you. But they do have something to celebrate, finally, in the Democratic Party. The new district attorney for Los Angeles is not going to prosecute prostitution. Just in time for a potential Biden economy. They may be prepping for that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Show is part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So Joe Biden's not going to be president, but I still believe that, you know, better safe than sorry, it seems like, is what L.A. is thinking. So this article reads, L.A.'s new D.A. will not prosecute women for prostitution. That alone makes me stop and take pause and say, well, what about men? What about men? Anyway, they say, get this. Nor will he imprison people for trespassing, disturbing the peace, driving without a license, or loitering. These are laws which historically are used to discriminate, I love this part, against black and brown people in white areas, says Gaskin. And he came to office with a mandate to change all that. So what he's saying is, if you live in a white area, and there are some black or brown people who may be casing your joint, that means watching over your house in order to find out your patterns of when you leave and when you come and go, so they can steal from you. And Gaskin says, shame on you, Whitey. Shame on you. It's just too funny. So he's not prosecuting for that. You can loiter outside of some white folks' house. You could drive without a license to get there. You could disturb the peace. And you could trespass. It reminds me of the McCluskeys in St. Louis. Just, hey, look, threaten to kill you, burn down your house with you in it, invade your private space. And these district attorneys are like, no harm, no foul, Whitey. Yeah, I crack it up because my white friends and the people that I tell you people all the time, I go, how long are you going to take this? See, I would be in Gaskin's face saying, let me tell you something. I don't care what color you are. You come sit outside of my house making a bunch of noises, you're loitering and doing whatever, and I feel there's danger. There's going to be some carnage. Too scared. What? This is the most racist thing outside of the prostitution thing, which is more of a sexist issue, because males should be able to give away their bodies or sell their bodies if they want to. I don't want to go Al Sharpton on you here, but come on. Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, my God. They said this is completely in keeping with candidate George Gaskin, what he said he would do if he was elected as L.A. County's D.A. Elections have consequences. It's a new directive that's entitled Declination Policy Directive. He's directed his subordinates not to enforce Penal Code 602, trespass, Penal Code 415, disturbing the peace, driving without a license, which is California Vehicle Code Section 12,500. And the social justice warriors say these statutes are the white aristocracy uses to subjugate members of the minority communities, institutionalized racism. Oh, and here's another one that you're going to really love. Pay attention, white people. Is this thing on? Okay. They're not going to enforce resisting arrest. That's not going to be prosecuted as a crime. So, if you want to fight back with the cops and you can get away, good for you, because you know they're not going to shoot you, right? You know that. Wow. He's going to end the practice of charging minors as adults for murder and other serious crimes. He's going to extend victim services to the families of anyone shot by the police. He will eliminate gang enhancements and criminal complaints, what Republicans initiated in the 90s. He will have no cash bail, and the death penalty will no longer, quote, be on the table. You want to talk about you better get out of L.A., escape from L.A.? Trespassing won't be prosecuted. This is what social media said. Unless it's a protest on a Hollywood elite, donor, or elected official. Disturbing the peace, Antifa rioting and looting, but peaceful protests outside of politicians' houses to oppose tyranny will be cracked down on. Criminal illegal aliens with multiple DUIs won't be questioned and will get off scot-free, putting more lives at risk, while law-abiding citizens will be cited for having 10-day expired driver's licenses that they couldn't renew because the DMV isn't fully open and keeps pushing everything back. Social media responded back to this and said, what is it with this clown? LA's not going to prosecute. But the good news is prostitutes are not going to be prosecuted. And because that city is being shut down and the state is being shut down, let me just put it to you this way. It's a great preemptive move, because pretty soon all of California will be prostitutes. That is, until it's saturated. Once the market saturates and there's not enough money to be made, well, then things may, you know, things are going to take a real turn for the worse. But hey, the good news is they're not going to get prosecuted for loitering, driving without a license, disturbing the peace, whatever. Consider those things as you think about the world that leftism creates. And I started on this the other day and I didn't finish, talking about leftism and how it can never come to a good end. It never does. It never has. And it never will. It's just the way leftism is. And what do you think is going to happen here? The institutional racism they talk about with brown and black people. It's insane. But this is what Gaskin and others, this is why Jussie Smollett is still free. After perpetrating a hoax. On who? On whom? On us. We're the people that supposedly beat him up, and he kicks his own butt, blames us, and sues, and gets out of it. Pays a $10,000 here to the police benevolence fund, and that's the end of it. You can't get away with that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And you said even in January on MSNBC when you were asked by Chris Matthews if the president is an agent of Russia, you said yes. Do you regret saying that? No. Or do you believe that President Trump still is an agent of Russia? What do you mean by that?
He acts on their behalf. He puts their interests too often ahead of our own interests. And that, again, that affects opportunity at home. If we become more like Russia, where it's a top floor economy and only the fat cats are able to benefit and all of us just toil away and
get
crumbs.
Do you think he's taking orders from Vladimir Putin? When you say agent, what do you mean by that?
Well, if he wasn't taking orders, he wouldn't take the interpreter's notes. If he wasn't taking orders, he would release the report that he said he's 100% exonerated with. And so why does he act so suspiciously with Russia in ways that he doesn't act with Theresa May or Macron or Trudeau? It just, all of my experience as a prosecutor tells me something is wrong with the way that he's acting, the way that he's lying, and that we should all be concerned about.
So were you surprised then that at least in the summary from the Attorney general that Bob Mueller could not find evidence of a conspiracy?
No, because as a prosecutor, I know that proving a case beyond a reasonable doubt is the highest standard in the law. If it's not the same, it's more likely than not. And it was funny, I went on Fox News the same day that the Smollett case had happened, and they were expressing such outrage that he was not charged with the crime. And I told the anchor, if you're so upset that you know what happened, you believe he lied about it because he did it, but he wasn't charged with the crime, then you have the same gripe that I have, but we should both accept in our country that you can know what happened, but it does not meet the standard of breaking the law.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Eric Swalwell from California, where there's a lot of controversy brewing over the people from California. That's where the Chinese have set up shop. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about everything that we do, and we do a lot. And there will be many, many more things coming up. And in fact, on Monday, well, that's not true. Next week, the site is going to blow your mind. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Eric Swalwell says that Donald Trump is in collusion. That was him talking about Trump and Russia. The report had been released, and it said he didn't do anything. And he's like, well, he needs to release his notes. And then he goes on to say that Donald Trump acts suspiciously with Russia. He doesn't do that with Theresa May of Germany or Macron of France or anybody else. It's only with Russia that Trump is very suspicious. Well, Mr. Eric Swalwell finds himself surrounded in controversy, and rightfully so. The bombshell report that the Democrats may be owned by the Chi-Coms. That would be the Chinese Communists. And here's a spoiler alert. Tell me what I don't already know. Calgon, take me away. Are you kidding? Okay, let me give you some truisms. Joe Biden cheated in the Democrats. Hillary Clinton absolutely is a crook who ran a racketeering organization known as the Clinton Foundation. Barack Obama was the worst president in history and had more scandals than probably 10 presidents combined. Donald Trump is one of the greatest presidents of all time. Those are truisms you can take to the bank. Are you kidding me? They got to, he's a fat cat's get rich. You want to know who got rich? Hunter Biden. On the backs of the American taxpayers, because his daddy was going to withhold $1 billion of aid to Ukraine if they investigated his crooked son. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't try to John McCain me on Bo Biden. Oh, Kevin, they were both military people. We got to respect them. I don't respect scoundrels. I got Navy SEALs that I won't even talk to. A couple of them have gone to prison, and they deserved it. And they disgraced the SEALs. I'm not going to be, oh, I appreciate their service. Of course, I appreciate anybody's military service is willing to step up. But it does not excuse the crap that they do that hurts people. John McCain hurt people. Bo Biden was his dad's attack dog. That's what he was. He was Attorney General of Delaware. He was an attack dog. And that's how these families set things up. Who do you think the Cuomos are in New York? Go try to do something in New York. The Cuomos know every crook, these people can get you killed in an instant and make it look like nothing. The Italian Cuomos. You think that they got to be, daddy was governor and his oldest son got to be governor because they're choir boys? They're ruthless scumbags is what they are. They don't represent the people of New York. They cheat. Cuomo's killing old folks and getting awards. That should tell you all you need to know. He's killing old people and he's getting awards. It's insane. So we got Swalwell. He's out there. Yeah, well, President Trump, he's got ties to Russia. And he's got Adam Schiff, old bug-eyed Schiff. Yeah, well, I've got unimpeachable proof that Donald Trump is in collusion. What kind of unimpeachable truth? They got nothing because there was nothing. And meanwhile, what's Swalwell doing? Hanging out with Fang Fang. Fang Fang. Fang 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 Fang. Christine Fang.
targeting, I love this part, up and coming local politicians. In other words, pulling a Kamala Harris, sleeping her way to the top, doing her job. But at least Fang Fang was doing it for her government, for the Chinese. Kamala was doing it for herself. That's it. For Fang Fang, she was just doing a job. Fundraiser for Falwell's 2014 re-election campaign. She didn't make donations, and they say there was no evidence of illegal donations. But she raised enough red flags that people were going, this is not right. Just like Hillary Clinton bleach bidding servers and smashing hard drives and Blackberries. It raises red flags. Just like the timing of the election when everybody supposedly shut down, but when we see video, they're still counting. They're running ballots through double, etc., right? Just like that. And there are many other examples of these strange occurrences. Oh, man. The pot calling the kettle black, as my grandmother would say. According to Axios, investigators became so alarmed by Fang's behavior and activities, they alerted Swalwell in 2015 to their concerns and gave him a defensive briefing, at which time he cut off all ties with Fang and has not been accused of wrongdoing. You want to know why? Because he got the Hillary treatment. Well, we don't really know what his intent was. Let me tell you, when you put a spy in your midst and you give him access to all to the keys to the kingdom, and by accident, by default, they start making progress, and the Chinese have made mad progress. There is no, you know, what's that saying? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, that's where Falwell finds himself in ignorance of the law. Well, he finds himself in ignorance of a lot of stuff. Let's just keep it real. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. Senators are examining plans for the nationwide delivery of a coronavirus vaccine.
When we all heard news that vaccines may soon be available, we could be both impressed with the science and relieved that we may be nearing the beginning of the end to this pandemic.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer opening up a hearing and calling the nationwide distribution of a vaccine a huge logistical challenge. USA Radio News. One of the first things President-elect Joe Biden might be dealing with as president is a Central American caravan. Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau explains why.
Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump.
A new bill would criminalize the knowing distribution of visual depictions of forced or coerced sex acts. Known as the Survivors of Human Trafficking Fight Back Bill, the Senate bill was co-authored by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan. Victims would also be given the ability to sue websites if such videos are not quickly removed. The bill also aims to put an end to distributing people's photos of them without their consent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is the last comment I'll make on Swalwell, but he's blaming President Trump for the bombshell report that revealed that he was one of several politicians who had become entangled with this Chinese spy. And you know what's so sad about it is she's not that hot. I mean, to each his own, right? I get it. But she's not that hot. These people will fall for anything. Oh, jeez. Yeah, he's blaming Trump. Like, as if Donald Trump said, you're going to sleep with a Chinese girl. Yeah, you need to make sure that you find yourself a Chinese national who's a spy and you speak with. Or like Trump set him up, sent her over there, which is what the Democrats have done. Admiral Rogers is the reason why Donald Trump is not in. I mean, they bugged his office. He went over to Trump's office and says, "Hey, look, they've got you bugged. They're trying to. There's no transition here. They're trying to get you out." And he packed up and left. But Trump wasn't vindictive. Trump didn't sick the FBI, the CIA, on anybody, the NSA. He just said, "Let's see what happens." He didn't try to create a fake news story. That's what these people do. But look at the real story. The real story is this woman has compromised a guy that sits on the Intelligence Committee. She's compromised him and many others. The FBI knows about it. Everybody knows about it. You better know Brennan's CIA knows about it. And they did nothing. They allowed it to happen. Why? Because they don't care about America. They don't care about your money. They don't care about how good your kids get educated. Nothing. They care about their own power, prestige, and pocketbooks. How's that for alliteration? Y'all are thinking, what's he going to say? Cash or money? Yeah, pocketbooks. Power, prestige, and pocketbooks. The outspoken Eric Swalwell, who talks smack against President Trump, accused him of hanging out with the Russians or whatever else, and suddenly he finds himself in trouble. And they say, but he's not going to get taken off Intelligence Committee. No. For Democrats, that's what rates his intelligence. You don't get punished in the Democratic Party when you let spies into your midst. You get promoted. You don't get punished as the Democrats if you kill people in old folks' homes. You get Emmy Awards. You don't get punished if you actually create new wars in regions of the world. You get Nobel Peace Prizes. Are we starting to get the picture here, people? It's insane what's become the norm for this party. And looks like this case is going to move towards the Supreme Court. Texas's case, that is. They threw out the Pennsylvania case, and everybody's asking me why. And I go, why do you care? The Texas case is going to go forward. And it's been joined by many other states now who agree that their votes don't count. Texas says, we elected President Trump. These other states are saying, we elected President Trump. Can you imagine if everybody gets together with the Supreme Court and says, we elected President Trump, and here's what we see. Here's what's happened in our area. Look, it's overwhelming. Overwhelming. I hate to even keep talking about the obvious, but we seem to have to keep doing it. And then I was talking to one of my friends. I said, look, the final straw that Donald Trump wants to do it is nuclear, in the sense that he can say, it's null and void. I'm pulling the Foreign Interference Act. Somebody interfered in our elections because these numbers didn't just happen by accident. And I'm stopping everything until this is adjudicated. And he's not leaving. Now, I heard there were troop movements. I heard they parked some Navy vessels off the coast. I believe you're going to start seeing. I believe the signs are already there. I'm not keeping my finger on the pulse to the degree that I would normally, because I'm playing catch up. I got so much to do. Jeez Louise. Hey, by the way, are you guys getting signed up for CAF Talks? And more importantly, are you telling other people, hey, there's this dude you got to listen to, and bug him. Bug him. Don't just leave it to chance. Bug him. Let him know, hey, it's time. We're trying to get this guy blown up. Try to get him some coverage. Let me give you some numbers since we're talking about this stuff. In 2020, Latino women were 36% for Trump, and then Latino men were 32% for President Trump, and they went up to 36%. Latino women were 25%, and they went up to 30%. Black men were at 13%, and they went up to 19%. Black women were for Trump at 4% and went up to 9%. Asian Pacific men were 21% and they went up to 25%, and Asian Pacific women went from 15% to 39%. So as I've said to many people, Trump improved in practically every statistical area with every group that voted for him in the past. Let's just look at the numbers, okay? With Latino men up 4%, Latino women up 5%, black men up 6%, black women up 5%, Asian Pacific men up 4%, Asian Pacific women up 24%. Now, if you were to break that out to LGBT and, you know, whatever else, it would be up. Every statistical category would be up. It's insulting that they think we're that stupid. So I mentioned that Texas is suing, and here's what they wrote about it. And the reason why this is important is because I think this, because one of my friends said, well, is the Supreme Court going to take it? Because they didn't take the Pennsylvania case. And Melissa was saying to me, and she's a legal beagle, she says, well, they probably didn't take it because they had other cases that they knew would be higher profile, and they'll just take that. It'll solve the other problem. So I don't know. And I'm going to be on. The only thing I have over my audience, if you want to call it that, is And it may not be true. I mean, I've got some very sophisticated people out there, but I probably have a little bit more logic background than most. I've been doing politics now for quite a bit of time, and I wouldn't call myself an insider, but I know a little bit more about it than the average person. And I do follow, like, one of my guys is probably going to be testifying before Congress on the statistical anomalies of this election. So I'm privy to quite a bit of information that sometimes we don't get, but nothing directly related. I don't have, like, oh, yeah, man, I got a video of a, you know, I don't have anything like that. I don't have any smoking guns. You don't need them. You really don't. So I want you to understand, your observations are just as good as mine in some respects. So states that Biden won. Now, I'm not sure what this does. I know it's a political move on behalf of the president. I believe that it is the reason why the Supreme Court threw out some of the other cases and is going to settle on this one. Republican legislators all over the country are currently disrupting things for the rhinos and the cheating leftists, still trying to steal the election. And what Texas and now et al., all these other states are doing is, I mean, it's amazing. They're disrupting the Democrats' plan. And this is history in the making. When I talk about that, I'm saying, I don't believe we've ever gone to this lengths. And maybe I'm wrong, because I know there is one case where it went to the Supreme Court and all this other stuff. But never have we, you know, had it to this level. I just don't think that it's going to, I think that we're going to go, we're going to take this thing to a level that, and it couldn't possibly be that way in the past. So, you know, it's not even comparing apples to apples, because they didn't have a media like this. They didn't have social media at all. So they weren't anticipating a lot of this stuff. So the question for us is, how's history going to write this, right? Joe Biden, you know, if I were reading a history book and you told me that I looked at Joe Biden's record, I looked at how things were going during the primary, and you told me this man got 80 million votes, I go, there's no way. There's flatly no way. It didn't happen. It couldn't happen. There's just flatly no way. But here we are. So what is history going to record this as? There's going to be a lot of information about it. We got videos, audios out the wazoo. You want to talk about Trump as a racist? We got Biden as a racist, extorting countries. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hello, I'm Riverside County Sheriff Chet Bion. We have all recently learned of the new regional approach to combating COVID-19 and the pending closure and stay-at-home orders from our governor. We were also told there was a potential he would be withholding federal and state funding from counties who did not enforce the orders. Ironically, it wasn't that long ago our same governor loudly and publicly argued how wrong it was for the President of the United States to withhold federal funding from states not complying with federal laws. The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense. Keeping money and support from our hospitals, who are struggling with normal, seasonal increases in patients, coupled with COVID-19 patients, is irresponsible. It appears part of the new goal is to shift attention away from his and others' personal behavior with a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do attitude by turning public opinion against California sheriffs. He is expecting us to arrest anyone violating these orders, cite them and take their money, close their businesses, make them stay in their homes, and take away their civil liberties, or he will punish all of us. I believe that all jobs are essential to someone. Leaders do not threaten, attempt to intimidate, or cause fear. Bullies do. As has been our position from the beginning of this pandemic, the Sheriff's Department is asking and expecting Riverside County residents to act responsibly and do what they can to protect themselves and their family from contracting the virus. Wear your mask and practice social distancing. While the governor's office and the state has threatened action against violators, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents in the enforcement of the governor's orders. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a safe and Happy New Year.
That's my kind of sheriff right there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. Oh my goodness, we talked about a lot, mostly Eric Swalwell, but and of course the Los Angeles deciding that prostitution is not going to be a crime, at least for women. We covered that too. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, too many scandals to keep up with, because the Democrats keep things moving, you forget what to focus on. Durham report, he's got people recommended for jail. Nobody's out there sounding the trumpet for President Trump. Texas is now in a lawsuit that's going to go to SCOTUS, and that's taking up a lot of space. I mean, you know, when does it end? I can tell you when. When Trump is serving his second term. I want to talk about this thing that the sheriff talked about, though. You know, it leads do as I say, not as I do attitudes. I had to get a COVID test, a Wu flu test, before I can get my operation. And I was talking to the nurse who came out looking like she was in a hazmat suit. They won't even let me in the building. They come outside. When I tell you this woman is in a hazmat suit, I'm not exaggerating it. So she comes up, she does my nose, and then she puts it in the vial, and we're striking up a conversation. And I look at her, I said, what kind of garb is this? She says, ridiculous. She has the mask, the face shield. When I tell you she had on a suit, I'm telling you she was wrapped up. Her wrist, she had gloves on, and they had it closed as if she was in like a class, you know, one of the, probably the second highest level thing where they take care of Ebola and Hantavirus and what have you. And I was like, what is up with this? She goes, it's ridiculous. Because I asked her, I said, can I get your opinion about it? She said, yeah. I said, what's with this outfit? And she knew where I stood, so she goes, it's ridiculous. And so she's given these statistics. She says, a year ago, I'd be out here right up in your face and all that. And I go, yeah. She goes, now we got all these protocols. And she goes, it's crazy. It isn't good. She goes, this mask and this shield do nothing to stop whatever you would have. She knows it. She goes, we're not heroes in this. She goes, I mean, she knew every statistic. It was amazing to hear her. And she goes, I can't talk to everybody about this. I said, I get it. She's afraid. She can't even voice her opinion to say, I think this is the most ridiculous thing we've ever had to do. Or she's worried about her job. Isn't it funny how we are shut up so easily? Don't misunderstand me. I get it. Keep your jobs. I'm not trying to say be tough like me. But doggone it. We wonder how we lose. Do you think the people that are vying for masks and talking about this thing, are they scared? Let me ask you this. Would you take a vaccine that might kill you? Because I wouldn't. They first started these trials, people volunteering. There are clowns out there doing exactly that for this stupid Wu flu. The disease so deadly, you don't know you have it. So deadly, the average age of the people it kills is 2 years older than the average age of people who die in this country. It's like the disease finds out how long you have to live, and then it gives you 2 more years to enjoy life. It says, hey, this is your death day, but take 2 more years and have some fun. Still, these dumb behinds rush to be guinea pigs on taking this vaccine. And look, I applaud President Trump on blasting through red tape for a vaccine for this benevolent flu. But I can only think that our time would have been better spent if we were focusing on, say, maybe cancer. I haven't had a cold in I don't know how long. I got over the Wu flu once I knew I had it in a day. I'm not exaggerating that. And now the world is moving towards mandating that I take a shot that could kill me. Yeah. That's the story. Here's the actual article. While the FDA expected to grant emergency use approval to Pfizer, blah, 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 vaccine Thursday after releasing a preliminary assessment, the agency has admitted that 2 participants in phase 3 have died. One of them was immunocompromised. So that's your excuse? They were immunocompromised? Anyway, they say the FDA is expected to release 2 separate assessments of the trial before a panel of experts meets to review the data and either approve Pfizer's request for emergency approval or deny it. We're rushing to create a cure that can kill people for a disease that doesn't kill as many people as the regular flu. Oh, you want to know what else that nurse told me? She says, this mask is doing damage to me. She says, it is ruining my immune system. And she says, and not exposing myself to the regular stuff of life is not helping me. Listen to Brad Stein. He's a friend of mine. They call him God's Comic. He does a set on kids and growing up. And he says, you know, he can't believe that we're putting on this antibacterial and all that. It is absolute. It's George Carlin-esque level material. It's amazing. It's amazing that we allow ourselves to be put through this. I don't really know what else to add to this story, to be honest with you, except we're testing for something that will kill you. And people are signing up to do it. They want to do it. People want to be led into this direction. And it's the government chuckling. They're going, yes, way to go. The Chinese are laughing, going, we never expected it to go this good. Ah, it's really working. America, kill itself. For those of you who maybe knew the show and wonder why I do such a bad Chinese accent or whatever, it's because I do it intentionally. I do it so that the left can just go crazy. I can't believe that racist Kevin Jackson's out there doing the Chinese and he don't even do it well. Oh, I could do well. I could do well. Oh, I'm making myself chuckle. These stupid leftists. Just going for it. And it's funny to me how many people on the right, when they see me without my mask, you can see the look in their eyes like, way to go. Almost like, I wish I had the guts to do what you do, Kev. I wish I was black, Kev, and then I could do what you do. Well, as Joe Biden says, you ain't black. You can't do what I do. What do I got to do? Make you guys, what do they call it? You know, where I make you black even though you're not? Honorary blacks? You can do whatever you want to do. You just got to have the guts. All zoos are petting zoos if you have the guts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.